Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Dalet, first word of Daf Dalet. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas. Shalom Shadav and Aliyah. So, Menalon Diba'inon Zivicho Lishma. How do you know, when the top first word of Dalet Menalf, how do you know that when it comes to shechting an animal, you should have Lishma? The Mishnah said you have to have Lishma. If you don't have Lishma, if it's not a Pesach, it's not a Chatos, it's okay. You have to bring another one, but okay, everyone can eat it, and it's all good. How do you know that? How do you know that l'chadchil it has to be l'shma? That's the first question. How do you know l'chadchil has to be l'shma? D'amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, v'im zevach shlamim karbano. If you shecht a shlamim, it'll be his karban. Malamit shetehei zevicha l'shem shlamim. You should shecht it, and it should be a shlamim. Now, v'dilma hainu shmaihu, maybe that's the name of the carbon. That can't be. Tichziv, it says, hamakriv is dam ha-shlamim. Doesn't say the word zevach. And hazorek is dam ha-shlamim. V'lo ksiv zevach. It doesn't say zevach. V'hacha ksiv zevach. And here it does say the word zevach. Shmamina, you see from here, shetehei zevicha l'shem shlamim. That zevicha should be l'shem shlamim. Meaning, you have to have Kavana, it has to be Lishma. Now, every carbon has four avodas. Zvicha, shechting. Then, Kabbalah, right. Accepting the, catching the dam in a cup. Then, Holacha, taking the dam from wherever you shechted it to the Mizbeach. And number four is Zvicha. So we just only mentioned one of the four. We only mentioned shechting. Has to be Lishma. What about the rest of the avoda? You also have to have Lishma. So, it's the Gemara. Ashkechan zvicha. This only applies. That's so good. Now I know they have to shecht an animal. You have to shecht the carbon lishma. Shar avodos menalan. What about the rest of the avodos? How do I know that has to be lishma? Vechitema. You want to tell me lelef mizvicha? Well, learn it out from zvicha. We have a rule in the Torah. It's called a mamatzinu, which means that similarly situated rules all follow the same halachos. So, if Zvicha has to be Lishma, Huadin, the other things have to be Lishma. Right? They're similarly situated, they're all about Karbanos. That one has to be Lishma, just like that has to be Lishma, Atzad. Just like that has to be Lishma, so everything has to be Lishma. No, you can't say that. You know why? Because Zvicha has a Chumra that you don't find by other things. Mal is Zvicha, Shekein Nifseles, Shalol Hashem Ochlin B'Pesach. What? Shekein Nifseles, I'm sorry, what? If you shecht a carbon Pesach, not for non-Ochlin, you shecht a carbon Pesach for a bunch of old-timers that can't eat the carbon Pesach. Or you shecht it for a bunch of Tomei people on your block. None of them can eat it. Now, that's not a carbon Pesach. Now, Rashi says like this. We have to look at the Rashi inside. It's on the last skinny, last wide line on top. Fourth line, the last white line on top. That if you shecht an animal, if you shecht the carbon Pesach, shalol l'shem ochlin, not for eaters on Pesach, that's a problem. Let's read the Rashi first. Shim shachto shalol l'ochlin. If you shecht, an animal for non-eaters, what does that mean? Kigon, for example, l'chola, bunch of sick people, l'zaken, old-timers, they can't eat the Pesach. They're not able to eat it. Will you shecht it for them? Puzzle. Then the Karban Pesach is puzzle. Vafilu hein bailef. Even if they're the owners. Even if they paid for it and they registered all the halachas of Karban. They did it all. The Lamaisa, they can't eat it. They're too sick. Dichtiv ish lefi achlo achila kezayis. Ish lefi achlo. How much you have to eat of a Karban Pesach? A kezayis. You have to eat it. Now, Bashar avodos, other avodos, lo pasli shalol ochlin. It doesn't pasl, I did Kabbalah's Hadam of the Karban Pesach in Kavana for sick people. It doesn't pasl the Karban Pesach. Why not? I don't know. Only the Shechita pasls the Karban Pesach. Right? Dichziv, like it says, Tachosu. It says Tachosu. V'tanya, and we learned it at Brisa. Rabbi Omer, Lashon Sursihu. It's an Aramaic word. What does Tachosu mean? Tachosu means...
Is there a need to cover it?
No. It means teshecht. It means teshecht. Lashon tzurtziu, it's an Aramaic word that ze ka'odim omel chavero, a guy says to his friend, kosli tleze, go shecht to me that sheep. V'hachi amirin b'psachim, de'ein machsheves ochlin bezrika, there's no improper machshava by sprinkling the carbon Pesach. And then the Rashi continues. V'lo b'kabbalah v'holacha, neither by Kabbalah and Halacha, ella b'shchita, only by shchita. In other words, shchita is a chumrah. If you shecht the carbon Pesach for people that can't eat it, carbon Pesach is pasul. What if you do the other three avodos for someone who can't eat it? The carbon Pesach is not pasul. Why is there a distinction? Because it's a chosu. Only shchita is a problem. Shchita has to be lishma. The other three don't have to be lishma. Therefore, how can I learn out the other three from Shechita? Shechita is different. Shechita is unique. Only by Karm Pesach, it's so unique. So, we don't have...
You're a puzzle for that one person who can't eat it.
What? No, the Karm Pesach is...
For everybody?
I think so, yes.
A kipka of 15 people...
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think so, yeah. It could be, yeah. You know? The point is that Zvicha is a chumrah that the other ones don't have.
Right.
Right, what about that prat? I don't know. But Shechita is a chumrah that the other avodos don't have, and therefore... You can't learn out the other ones from Zvicha. El Amar Kra, it says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim. What does makriv mean? It doesn't mean Zvicha. We already know that. Shtehei Kabbalah l'shem shlamim. The Kabbalah has to be l'shem shlamim. Right? Hamakriv means to bring it. V'lichto v'achmana v'kabbalah tzavliyelech shkita minei. So the Torah could have just said Kabbalah, and I learn everything out of Kabbalah. Just like Kabbalah has to be Lishma, so do everything else has to be Lishma. Says, no, Bishum Dikala Mifrach, no. Again, Kabbalah is special. Why? Mala Kabbalah, Shkem Psula, Bizar V'isha. Kabbalah is special. Kabbalah cannot be done by a czar, cannot be done by a woman. Shechita can be done by a czar, maybe even by a woman too. But it can be done by Yisrael. Kabbalah cannot be done by Yisrael. Only Shechita can. So maybe Kabbalah is more machmir than Shechita. Therefore, I need a makar for each of them. That's two out of the four. Ashechan Shechita veKabbalah. What about Zvika Minalan? How do you know Zvika has to be done Lishma? Zechitema Leilach Mihani. We'll learn Zvika out of those two. Makent Malahani Shekain Teunos Tzafon. Those two, by a Kachim Karban, must be done in the northern part of the Azara. And also, V'yeshdan bechatos hapnimios. And they also have inner chatos. Some chatoses are brought in the Kodesh, on the little Mizbeach in the Kodesh. There's no Zvika there. There's no Zvika there. Whatever's done there, not Zvika is not one of them. Whatever's done applying blood, not Zvika is Adam. So therefore Zvika is different. Those two are different. And you can't learn out Zvika from those two. You have a question? Zvika is different. You can't learn out those two from Zvika. Ella Amarkra, Hazorik is Tam Hashlamim. It says Hazorik is Tam Hashlamim. Shetehei Zvika L'shem Shlamim. Zvika has to be L'shem Shlamim. We've just established all four have to be L'shma. How do you know all four have to be L'shma? Because there's extra words by all four of them. Okay. Now ask the Gemara for Lichtov Rechman of Zvika for Leilif Minei. So just let the Torah just write Zvika, and we'll learn out all the avodos from Zvika, right? Gezontai, Mar says no, you can't do that either. Bishon deka lamifrach mal Zvika shkin chayev alav zor misa. Zvika, if a zor does Zvika, he's chayev misa. Now there are four avodos. Shchita he's allowed to do a zor. What about Kabbalah and Halacha? Is a zor allowed to do that? He's not allowed to do it. Is he chayev misa? No, he's not chayev misa either. Why not? So Rashi says over here, you see where it says v'yeshnon b'chatos p'nimios? Does aval zrika ha-mizbeach ha-chitz and let's move? Okay, next line. Zrika, zar chayev alev misa. If a zar does zrika, he's chayev misa. Aval shchita, k'sherev bizar. Shchita, a zar is allowed to do. Kabbalah v'halacha, what about Kabbalah v'halacha? Afal pi, even though, shepsula bizar. Even though Zohar is not allowed to do that, ain chayav alav misa. It's not so strict that you get misa for that. Kid amar rinan b'seder yuma, like we say in Masechta Yuma, Arba avodos zar chayav will have misa. There are four avodos that if a zar does, he's chayav misa. What are the four? Number one, zrika. Number two, haktara, the ketores. Number three, misa chamayim on sukkis. And number four, hayayin. Misa chayayin every other day of the year. Those four avodos a zar can't do. Not halacha, not kabbalah. Dichziv gabei vazar kor vyumas v'avadatem avodas matana, vidarshinan avodas matana, v'avodas silat. Okay, it's learned that why those four azars chayav misa and nothing else. So what do you see? How can zrika be a model that everything has to be lishma? Zrika is so machmir, you get misa for that. Maybe that's why it has to be lishma. Husa, kabbalah, and halacha have to be lishma, it's not so machmir. Therefore, you can't learn out zrika, you can't learn out the other ones from zrika. Now, we didn't do halacha yet. We just did three of them. Ashkecha and Zrika. Ashkecha and Kulu. We have all of them. Halacha minolan. How do you know halacha? Halacha also. How do you know halacha has to be lishma? V'chi temulelech mikulu. You want to learn out from all of them. Malakulu. Shken avoda shiev shalavatla. There's no way not to do shchita. There's no way. There's no way not to do Kabbalah. Impossible. There's no way not to do Zrika. Halacha you don't have to do. Why not? Because you can check the animal right at the base of the Mizbeach. You're right there. What halacha? No way to go. I'm right here already. I don't have to go anywhere. You could do that. Since you could do that, you can get rid of halacha. So, Torah b'halacha, shef shalavatla. So, maybe that's why we can't learn out halacha from the others. Maybe halacha is worse and doesn't require, but I can't learn out halacha from the others. Ela markwa. So, therefore, what's the answer? What's the answer? How do I know halacha has to be lishma? If you're going to do halacha, v'hikriv is kol hamizbecha. It says v'hikriv is kol hamizbecha. V'amar mar zu halacha sevarim lekevesh. That's halacha. V'hikriv doesn't mean halacha. V'hikriv means to bring it. So v'tanya v'hikrivu zekabalas adam. We just said 5 minutes. We just said before that v'hikrivu means kabalas adam, right? Amakriv means kabalas adam. So Gemara says, you're right. The Apik Rachmana Balashon Halacha, the Torah did not use the word Halacha. The Torah used a different word, right? It called it V'ikrivu, right? Not Halacha. Why? Lememra, the Halacha lo takva miklal kabbalah. That Halacha doesn't go out from the rules of Kabbalah. That just like by Kabbalah's Hadam, it has to be Lishma, Halacha has the same Halachas. Okay? So how do we know all four Avodos have to be done Lishma? How do we know that? Each one had a Pasuk. Each one had a Limud. Right? We just went through, each one had a Limud. Now, that was that you're not allowed to. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? That means I bring in this carbon lishma. What does it mean, lishma? What does that mean? Lishem, whatever carbon you're bringing it for. Lishem shlamim, right?
And for the guy?
The guy we didn't do yet. Just the carbon. That I'm shechting this carbon for a shlamim. Not for a chatas. I have to have lishma. I'm doing it for a shlamim. Right? What if I space out? So we said yesterday, stam lishma is good enough. Right? But l'chachil, you have to have lishma. By what? That I'm shechting this animal for a carbon. Which carbon? Whatever carbon the Baal wants. That's what it means, lishma. How do I know? Ashkechan shini kodesh. That's all good, that I can't change the kedusha from one animal to another animal. Shinu bailim minalan. What about changing it from one person to another person? That Reuven brings it, and I have Reuven in mind, I don't have Shimon in mind. Right? Rashi says, Shinu Bailim in Olam, Shetarach Lashokhto, you have to shecht it, Al Manas, Shishapru Bo Bailov. The guy who's bringing it gets his check mark for bringing this carbon. Velo Shishapru Bo Acher, not some other guy. Kidatani Lakama, we're going to learn Daf Mem Vav, Lashem Shisha Dvarim Hazevach Zoveach Nizbach. It's important for six reasons. One was the carbon itself, one was the Baal. Right? Lashem Zoveach. One Lozovech is the Baal, the bringer. Menalon should be on L'shem Zovech. How do you know that? Has to be L'shema for that guy. How do you know that?
What does Rashi say? He's
It means that's what I said. It means to get your check mark. To get credit. Exactly. So, Shinei Baile Menolon, it's Amar of Pinchas, Bereder of Ami, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, right? It says in the Torah, Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlomov, which is a funny way of saying it. Ubasar Zevach, and the meat of the Zevach, Todas Shlomov, is going to be Yeyachel. That's as the pasuk continues. Don't leave it over till the morning. So, Shetei Zevicha L'Shem Toda. That you should check it for a Toda. What does it say? Basar Zevach Todas Shlomov. The pasuk continues. Yeyachel. You should eat it. That it should be L'Shem. L'Shem what? L'Shem Kedusha. Bring it for a Toda. I already know that. I already know that you have to bring it for a Toda. So we have a rule. In Eino Inyan L'Shinei Kodesh, if I don't need this for Shinei Kodesh, because I already know it, because they had four psukim that told me that, Tanafkale Mehasam, we learned that already, the first half of this Amud, Tanei L'Inyan Shinei Bailim, use it for Shinei Bailim. Now what kind of thing is this in Eino Inyan? What is that? I don't need it for this, I'll use it for that. So, the Gemara didn't make this up. It's one of the midos, Shatar and Adrashas Behen. It's not one of the 13 that nobody says every morning. It's not one of those 13. It's from another list. There's another list that was said by Rabbi Yossi. There's another list. I think there are 32 more midos. One of those other 32 is Gematria. This is Mida number 20 of the other 32. In Eino Inyan for this, for A, I can use it for B. So Eino Inyan for Shinei Kodesh, and already have to shecht an animal for that carbon. What did the Torah say over here? Go out of it. Don't make sure you shecht it for a Toda. Don't forget. I know that already. I have to shecht it for a Toda. No. I have to shecht it for Reuven who's bringing it, not for Shimon. Now, he says to the Gemara, V'hai lach yudiyasa? That's what that pasuk teaches me? No. It teaches me something else entirely. What does it teach me? It teaches me something else entirely. Now, it says, Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlomov. What does it mean, Todas Shlomov? A Toda is a kind of Shlomim. It's a kind of Shlomim with two Chumras. Number one, it can only be eaten the day you bring it, and the night you bring it, not the next day. And number two, you have to bring 40 loaves of bread. But it's a kind of Shlomim. So, says the Gemara, from this pasuk of a carbon Toda, you learn out the following. Abba Chanan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Chanan says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Balalama, you learn from here, Toda Shashich Shashachta L'Shem Shlomim. If a Toda is brought for a Shlomim, now is that considered changing the status of the Kedusha? If a Toda's guy brings a Toda, and the Kohen has in mind, he's bringing a Shlomim. It is a Shlomim. Therefore, Kshera, therefore it's good. Therefore it's good. That's not considered a change. It really is a shlamim. Shlamim, sheshachta l'shem toda. But if a shlamim is brought, and the Kohen's thinking, oh, this is a good toda this guy brought. That's psula. That's puzzle. Ma hefesh bein zeh l'zeh. What's the difference? What's the difference? The answer is, I'll tell you the difference. Toda kruya shlamim, because a toda is called a shlamim. Where is it told to call the shlamim? In our pasuk. Therefore, if you're bringing a Toda and you think it's a Shlamim, that's good, that's also good. Why? The Toda is a Shlamim. But V'ein Shlamim, Kurin Toda. A Shlamim is not called a Toda. A Shlamim is a Shlamim. A Toda is a subcategory of Shlamim, not the other way around. Right. How do you know that? From this Pasuk. How can this Pasuk teach you that you have to bring a carpet for Reuven and not for Shimon? Can't teach you that. So Gemara says, Anan Mizevach Kamrinon. No, we're learning it out, not from the word Zevach, not from the words Todas Shlomov. You're right. From Todas Shlomov, you learn that a Todas is a Shlomim. I'm talking about the word Zevach. From the word Zevach, the extra word. What else do you do with a carbon if not for Zevach? Right? So why did the Pasuk say, Ubasar Zevach? It should have said, Ubasar Shlomim, Todas Shlomim. The Basar of the Shlomim, eat it. No, Basar Zevach Shlomim. What's sticking the word Zevach for? To tell you that it has to be L'Shem L'Shem the carbon. I know that already. Oh, it's L'Shem the Baal.
If two people cross the Medeira, could two people bring
the
carbon? No. Even if they were both involved in this
We're going to get to that later in the week. We're going to get to that later in the week. What? No, well, it's complicated, because it depends if it's two people. We'll get to it later in the week. Okay? It's a good question. We'll get to it. What? No, no, no. Two people slapping a piano in the street. So you couldn't have slept the piano without the other guy. So is that a chati malacha? What is that? What if two people are carrying a pencil in the street? So I don't need two people to carry a pencil, but they did it. So we're going to answer that. Because you can't really... We'll get to it. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara answers. Okay?
What's the answer?
The answer is that the pasuk has an extra word. The word zevach is extra. From that word, we learn that it has to be lishma. I know already a carbon has to be lishma. So the answer is it's l'shem debal. When you bring a carbon for Reuven, make sure you have in mind you're bringing it for Reuven, not for someone else.
You can't switch.
You can't switch. Now, b'dieved, it's okay. As long as it's not a chatas or a Pesach. Right? But that's not l'chachila. So l'chachila, we're talking about l'chachila, is what you should do. I still need the different drasha. I learned from the word zevach. What? What do I learn? That it's a funny thing. The pasuk's talking about a carbon toda. What does it say? It says ubasar zevach todas shlamav, the basar of the carbon of a toda that's also a shlamim, biyom karbono, on the day you bring it yeachel, can only eat it that day. Then the pasuk continues, lo yineach yemen abad boker, don't leave it over until the morning. What do we learn from that word zevach? We learn out that a chatas and an asham have the same eating requirements, the same eating time frame as a toda, which is the day you bring it on a Tuesday, the day you bring it, Tuesday plus Tuesday night, till midnight. That's it. A shalom can you get all Wednesday also. Not a toda, not a chatas, not an asham. Now how do you know that a chatas and an asham have the same din as a toda? From the word zevach. Chatas v'asham inayin, tamulom zevach. So it's not available to teach me anything else. So the Gemara answers, Im kein nichtav kra, the pasuk should have said like this, ubasar todas shlomov zevach.
Put
zevach at the end. And then I would know, what would I know? I would know that a asham and a chatos have the same eating time as a toda really. My zevach, why is zevach written in this funny order? Shema mina. Tarti, I learned both ideas out of it. So again, how do I know that avoda l'shem bailim has to be l'shma? How do I know that? The answer is I learned it out of this pasuk of carbon toda. Now, you hear that? Now,
how do you know chatos?
How do you know chatos? What? The Gemara is going to ask that question on the end of today. No. Now the Gemara asks, that's just eating. Now, we just learned.
I mean with eating.
Yeah. What?
How do you know with eating?
So that we learn from the placement of the word Zevach. Now, we only learned just now that we said, when you shecht an animal for Reuven, as you have to have in mind for Reuven. What about the other avodos for Reuven? How do you know that? It's four avodos. How do you know about the other three now? Zevach means to shecht it. What about the other three? So we're going to go through the same thing again. Ashkechan zvicha. That only teaches me they have to shecht an animal. Shar avodos minolam. What about the other avodos? How do I know they have to have Reuven in mind? Not someone else? How do I know that? V'chitem u'leilav mi zvicha. So learn out of zvicha. You can't. Mal zvicha shekin pasul. We just said, Zvicha, there's a special chumrah that you can't have in mind to shecht the Pesach for people that can't eat it. There's no such din, you can't have in mind to bring the dam from here to there for people that can't eat it, the Pesach. No such rule. So therefore, I can't learn Pesach. So Shechita is different than the other three. And therefore, Shechita has a chumrah. And therefore, I can't learn any of the other ones from Shechita. So the Gemara says, well, I have another answer. Nemra, Zvicha, B'Shinri Kodesh. It says Zvicha by Shinri Kodesh by having the wrong carbon in mind. And we know that included the other three. Nemar Zvicha B'Shinri Bailim. So we also know that Shinui Bailim, the Zvicha has to be Lishma. Ma Zvicha Hamur B'Shinui Kodesh, just like the Zvicha B'Shinui Kodesh. Lo Chalakta Ben Zvicha L'Shar Vodos. There's no difference. At the end of the day, there's no difference. Now, we have to have three other psukim for it, but there's no difference. Af Zvicha Hamur B'Shinui Bailim, just like, so too, the Zvicha, that you have to shecht an animal, L'Shem Ruvain, Lo Chalakta Ben Zvicha L'Shar Vodos. So there's no difference. No difference. Meaning, all four avodos, by Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, Lichat Chila should all be Lishma. Says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach. There's a big pircha on that. What's the pircha? Now, the Gemara is going to ask four questions. But only two of them are real questions. The first two questions are not real. What's the first two? Mal Shinui Kodesh, when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, Shekein Psula Begufo. You possibly the animal itself. What does that mean? That means I have an animal here. I want to bring it as a toda. I tell the Kohen, this is a toda. He says, excellent. When he brings it, he has in mind, he's bringing a chatas for me. So he possibly the animal itself. Right? Possibly the animal itself. When it comes to Shinui Bailim, didn't possibly the animal. He's bringing a toda. He's supposed to be for Reuven. He had him on Shimon. Possibly the animal itself. He just, what? It's still a toda. That's the question number one. That's number one, why it's different. We're trying to compare. Just like Shinui Kodesh has rules, whatever rules apply there, apply by Shinui Bailim. Right? Meaning what? All four of us have to be Lishma. So first of all, Shinui Kodesh and Bailim are totally different. Number one, by Shinui Kodesh, you ruin the animal. By Shinui Bailim, you don't. That's number one. Number two, Shinui Vyeshnu Ba'arba Avodos. Vyeshno Shinui Kodesh is Yeshnu Ba'arba Avodos. What does that mean? That means that, let's see, Rashi, we'll tell you what it means. Vyeshnu Ba'arba Avodos, there's a long Rashi here. Vyeshnu Ba'arba Avodos. Shinui Kodesh applies to all four Avodos. What does that mean? That means, it's very technical what this means. That means like this. Shim Shachat Shalol Lishmo. If you shecht the Shalol Lishmo, a guy brings a chatos, you shecht the Shalol Lishmo, not chatos, a shlomim, and you shecht the Shalol Lishmo. What does it mean, shecht the Shalol Lishmo? You shecht it because you think it's a chatos. Right? O kibel, or you kabbal, the kabbal sadam, Shalol Lishmo. Or vahalach, Shalol Lishmo. Or zvika, Shalol Lishmo. Af al pi shalo shichev, el ala shchita. Shalol Lishmo, puzzle. What happened was, you shechted an animal, thinking, I'm going to do the Kabbalah Shalol Lishma. When you did Shechita, you had in mind, I'm going to do the other three, any of the other three, Shalol Lishma. That will passel the carbon. I did the Shechita Lishma. The Shechita I did for Shlamim. But then I dreamed, when I, the Kohen, when I do the Halacha, the Kabbalah, or the Halacha, or the Kabbalah, or the Zvika, I'm going to do that Shalol Lishma. That is enough to passel. Only by Shinui Kodesh, not by Shinui Bailim. Okay? That's a very detailed distinction. Right? Shalosh Mapazel, because Rabbi Elei, we're going to learn that. Aval Shinui Bailim, but Shinui Bailim, lo shayach ele bezrika. Shinui Bailim only is shayach by Zrika. To have this wrong kavana. Why? The Rabbinan Shchita Lipsel, b'Shinui Bailim, you shecht it with in mind, I'm going to do Zrika for someone else. If you shecht it not for somebody, but you don't have in mind, I'm going to do Zrika, ain't ze mish zumach shava. The Shinui Bailim, lo shayach bekarbon, el is chaperbo, v'kapara bezrika have. When it comes to Shinui Bailim, the ikar part of a carbon for Ruvain is the Zrika. So what we said before, you have to have Kavana, not true. You only have to have Kavana by the Zrika, L'Shem Ruvain. Why? Because that's the only part that effectuates the carbon for Ruvain. By Shinui Kodesh, that's not true.
That's an
Ek carbon, you say. You come to me. Correct. But we're talking about now Shinui Kodesh. You bring me a Shlomim, and I think it's an Ola. Right? So it doesn't matter what avodah I did. It's all no good. Why? Because I have to have the right kavana for the right carbon. Now you bring me the animal. You bring me Mati, brings me the animal. For what? For Shlomim. And I do the Zrika thinking the Zrika is for someone else. That's a problem. I do the Halacha for someone else. That's not a problem. Why? Who cares about Halacha? I care about the Zrika. So that would not possible it. So you see, there's a big difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini, but huge difference. Such a big difference. That's question number 2. Question number 3, V'yeshno l'achar misa. By Shini Bailim, there's such a thing of bringing it after misa. My son can bring it for me. By Shini Kodesh, there's no such thing. And number 4, yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid. By Shini Kodesh, the tzibur is no different than a yachid. You have to have the right carbon in mind. By Shini Bailim, no such thing. You can't, when it comes, when the tzibur brings the carbon, what you have in mind for someone else, it doesn't make any sense. Right? So, afal gav, the tarti lav davka, even though 2 of these questions are not real questions. Why are they not real questions? What was the first question? The first question was that when you do Shinui Kodesh, you think that the animal is a ola and really it's a shlamim, what'd you do? You passel the guf of the animal. Is that true? But by Shinui Bailim, I brought it for Reuven instead of Shimon. What do you mean I passed the goof of the animal? I didn't touch the animal. What did I have? I had the wrong machshava. The same machshava for both. It was a false argument. Oh, you passed the goof of the animal. What do you mean? Tarti mi adafka. Tarti mi adafka. 2 of the questions are still good questions. The second 2 are good. The first 2 are not good. Maishna shini bailim delo havi psule begufo. Right? Shini bailim, you didn't passel the goof of the animal. What'd you do? In the wrong machshava, machshava ba'alma. So shini kodesh not machshava ba'alma hu. Shini kodesh, it's also machshava. I thought it's an ola, really it's a shlomo. It's also machshava. Etzem changed the animal. I just thought it's the wrong animal. It's also machshava. That's not a distinction. Ella kiva the achshavei pasla. Once you have the wrong machshava, you pasel. Hachanami kiva the achshavei pasla. That's not a real pircha. That's not a real distinction between shini ba'alma and shini kodesh. They're the same thing. The question number 2, Ulav Pinchas Bray Rav Mari, Tama Yesh Shini Bailim Achar Misa, the Amar Yesh Shini Bailim Achar Misa. You can have Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim after Misa. So therefore, according to that, you can have Shini Bailim after Misa also. So Tarti Miha Ikala Mifrach. But still, 2 of them are good questions. The one about that the fact that they have different requirements for puzzling, by Shini Bailim, it's only by the Zrika, by Shini Kodesh, by everything, that's a that percha we can't get out of. And also the last one, there's no such thing as Shini Bailim by Karban Tzibur. Those 2 we can't get out of. So therefore, what's the question? How can we compare Shini Bailim to Shini Kodesh? So about the square 1. How do you know that Shini Bailim has to be Lishma by the other Avodos besides Shechita? How do you know that? What a fascinating daf, no? What? Besides Shechita. It says El Amar of Ashi, Amar Kra, Vinir Tzalo, Lechaper Olav. It says Olav. What does Olav mean? Him. Who's him? The guy who's bringing it. V'lo al Chavero. Not for the other guy. Not for some other guy. Now the Gemara says, V'hai Lach Yudhazna. That's what you're telling me from that pasuk? No. V'hai Bar Lelech Kedetadu. It looks something totally different out of that pasuk. It says, Vinir Tzalo, Lechaper Olav. What does that mean? Shimon Omer, Esh Olav, Chaya Bachriyaso. Only what you promised to bring that animal. I promised to bring that animal. I have a chayis to bring that animal. Esheinu olav, einu chayi b'achmiyaso. But if I don't promise to bring that animal, I'll bring a carbon. Okay? And I had in mind that animal, but I didn't say that animal. That animal died. I'm off the hook. I'm not off the hook. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, my timer, came into Amar Olai, Kiman, the ton, Olay, Akasfe Dami. It's as if it's on your shoulders. Shake it out of it. That's what I learned from that pasuk. Not that it has to be, it can't be for another guy. Ravashi, Minirtza lo l'chaper k'amar. He's not looking, so he learns out the fact that it has to be l'shma, not from Olav. You're right, from Olav we learn that you make an obligation on you, you have to make fulfill the obligation. He learns it out from the other 3 words. Minirtza lo l'chaper, that's where he learns it out from. That only was about Zvika. Ashikhan Zvika, Zvika, Vizvika. That's Zvika and Zvika. What about the other 2? Kabbalah minolan. V'chite v'lelach mizvika v'zvika. Learn it out from those 2. I can't. Mal zvicha v'zvika, shekein avoda shechayevin ole bachutz. New halacha. You're not allowed to do shechita and zrika outside the Beis HaMikdash. What about Kabbalah and Halacha? No such avera. Rashi says, "Tichsiv asher yishchat michutz l'machaneh v'zorik nami marbin lei l'kaman perak hashochet." We can learn that in Daf Kuf Zayin. Dam shafach l'avos hazorik. Tomar b'Kabbalah v'Halacha shein chalavin al b'chutz. You're not chayiv if you do that outside. I don't know, what does that even mean, Kabbalah? What does that even mean, Kabbalah Tadam Bachutz? What does that even mean? You do the Shechita inside, you are right at the border of the inside and the outside of the Azara. Ditnan, Perak Basra, Yotzek Vabolel, Kabbalah Badam Bachutz, Potter. So does the Kula. Maybe that's why you have to have Machshava, who the guy is. Because by those two, it's very important. You can't do it outside somewhere else. The other two, you can do somewhere else. Elam Ravashi, Issya Me'el Nazir. We're going to learn it out from the aisle of a Nazir. Dichsiv, it says by the Isle of Nazir, Ves ha'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim. This aisle, make sure you do it right. Special pasuk. Make sure you do it right. Shetehe asiyaso l'shem shlamim. The asiyah should be for shlamim. Now I know that already. I know that every carbon has to be for the shame of the animal. So therefore, ma v'meno enu l'shini kodesh, I don't need it for that. I know that already. The nafkale mihasim, I learned that already on Amud Aleph. Tanei olidin shini b'ayilim. Use it for shini b'ayilim. That what? That an ale nazir has to be done right, or everything. Amalei rav acha b'rei de rava l'rava. Let's say it like this. Yaseh klal. What does it say in the Torah? It says, vim ayil yaseh zevach shlamim. Yaseh is a klal. Zevach is a prat. Yaseh you should do zevach. A prat, only zevach. Klal u prat. Ein b'klal el masha b'prat. Zvicha in midech rini lo. Only zvicha has to be lishma, not anything else. Klal prat. So the Gemara says, ikas of yaseh shlamim zevach kidekamarta. If it would have said that, you'd be right. However, hashta diksiv yaseh zevach shlamim, it says yaseh zevach shlamim. The pasuk says, right, v'sa'ayel yaseh zevach shlamim. Says the Gemara, "Havale klal she'eno mole, v'chol klal she'eno mole, ain't done also b'klal uprat." It's not a klal mole. Why? Because it doesn't say what you do with the animal. Rashi says, "Lo gmar haklal hadvarav." We didn't finish the sentence. V'lo nishlam ashmienu al ma hiskiru kan hasuyos. What are you doing with this animal? Doesn't say in the pasuk. Ad shabba zevach v'zikhet hadavar. Because the word zevach breaks it up. It says, v'ezael yaseh zevach shlomim lashem al sal ha-matzos v'asis ha-kodesh b'chazor v'es nisko. So the truth is, on Shabbos' daf, this coming Shabbos, the Gemara's Rashi is going to explain, and Tosas is going to explain what exactly is going on here. Because we don't understand the art of klal pra klal. Why is yaseh klal and then zevach is a prat? Oh, the klal is incomplete. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ravina Amar, Lolan Donin. No, it's a good klal v'chomer. It's a good klal prat. You know why? Lashem chazav klal. What does it say? Yaseh, mega carbon, zevach, a klal prat. Lashem, fashem. Klal, prat, klal. Amale Ravachim, Edipta Ravina, follow domi klal akamala klal abrasa. Another problem. Fine, you have klal prat klal. But the first klal and the last klal have nothing to do with each other. They're not, why? The first klal says, do it. What does do it mean? It implies everything, no? Everything got to do for a carbon. Kol habasra, kol lashem. It says lashem, which means anything you do for the carbon. How is that different than the first klal, vasisa? I don't know. But afilu shvichas shirayim, even pouring over the leftover dam, Vak, you have a dam in the cup, you did zrika, you have leftover dam. What do you do with that? You pour it down the base of the mizbeach, vak taras emurin, and burning the fats. Now, none of that's vakiv. None of that has to be lishma. Yet, from this klal prat klal, we think it does. So the Gemara says, v'tanit debei Rabbi Shmuel, first of all, Rabbi Shmuel taught, b'klal prati, the darish ki agav in the klal prat klal. Even if it has a klal and a prat that are not similar, it doesn't make a difference. It's still a klal prat klal. We say it every morning. Klal prat klal, Rabbi Shmuel, he learned, it doesn't make a difference. That problem's not a problem. That the klal and the klal are not similar. That's not a problem. Therefore, get to dana kein a prat. Ma prat. Before we shavod be'in l'shma, afkol avod be'in l'shma. Ah, what about pouring the thing in the emurim? That's not really avoda. That's not an ikar avoda. That doesn't have to be l'shma. But the four avodas have to be l'shma. What do you see from here? The four avodas have to be lishma. How do you learn it out? Klal pra klal. Says the Gemara, ima pra meforsh avoda v'chila b'chutz, afkal avoda v'chila b'chutz. But what, 1 second. But the klal pra klal, the prat, are only things that you chayav for b'chutz. So maybe the prat's only those things, not so only shechit and tzrika. Says the Gemara, shechit and tzrika in kabbalah v'alacha lo. Inami or ma prat meforsh dover haton tzafen. Things that require the new worth. V'yeshon b'chatos ha'pnimios. And they apply by inner chatos also. What is that? Af kol ha'ton tzafon v'yeshon b'chatos pnimios. Which is shchita the Kabbalah in and zrika lo. So what did we just do? With these two ways of learning, we have three out of the four. We have three out of the four. Which one don't we have? We don't have halacha. Right. So the Gemara says, ikal neimar hachi, v'ikal neimar hachi. So you can learn this way the prat, you can learn that way the prat. Let's learn both ways. Right? Shekulin hein, vivoshneim. They're both equally mudim. So learn both. And then what do you have from both? You have three out of the four. Lishnachmin, or chada v'chada teku b'milsa. Same thing. You could, each way of learning will give you two. So if you learn, and shechitas in both lists, so you end up having three out of the four. And then somebody says, so then halacha is thrown in also. You already have three out of the four. Halacha also must be like that same thing, lishma. Ibai sema or zrika midrav ashi nafka. Zrika learned that from Ravashi, what he said before, v'nirtzalo l'chaper, and fine. So how do we know all the avodos have to be l'shem bailim? It's a klal prat klal learned out from the Ayil Nazir. Right? That's what we just said.
It has to tell you specifically the b'shem b'ayil.
Because it ain't no Indian. It really tells me to do the carbon right. I know that already. So it means for the right guy.
Why did you file
it? That's what we text. It's a mitzvah that turns the judge's behem.
There were six things.
Right, so it's a fair question that the Chacham came up with. It's halacha Moshe Sinai, can't argue with it. Ashkechan, Ayil Nazir. That's all good by Ayil Nazir. Ayil Nazir is one to the blue moon by a Nazir. Shar, Shlomim, Minolon. What about the other Shlomim? V'chite, when you have Ayil Nazir. So learn it out from Ayil Nazir. Ma Ayil Nazir, Shkenyesh imo damim achir. No, an Ayil Nazir is different. Maybe an Ayil Nazir is so special because you bring other animals along with it. When a guy becomes a Nazir, he brings a bunch of animals. One of them is an Ayil Nazir. That's why an Ayil Nazir has to be special. So other things come along with it. Im Kane, Nichtov Shlomov. And it's just a Shlomov. My Shlomim, the rabbis call it Shlomim. Every Shlom has to be like this. Ashkechan Shlomim. Shar kol kachim minolim. What about every other carbon? Vechitem aleilof mi Shlomim. I can't learn out from Shlomim. Why? Malach Shlomim came to Unan Smicha. Shlom has Smicha. Not every carbon has Smicha. Nesachim, not every carbon has Nesachim. Tanufa, not every carbon, Chazav Shok, not every carbon has that. So maybe that's why Shlomim requires Kavanah for Bailim, because that has all these requirements. Elam Akra, here's the answer. Could have saved the whole daf with this answer. It says, Vizos, Torah, La'ola, La'mincha, La'chatas, La'shlamim, La'miluim, La'zevach, Hashlamim. A whole long pasuk. The whole pasuk says, they're all the same. Hekeshan, Hakasav, La'shlamim. Everything is compared to Hashlamim. Ma, Shlamim, Bein, Shinei, Kodesh, Bein, Shinei, Bailim, L'shma, Af, Kol, Bein, Shinei, Bailim, Bein, Shinei, Kodesh, Be'inon, L'shma. So the answer is, it's a good question, and Mati's right. The Gemara goes through the exercise. They were sitting in the Beit HaMedrash. How about this? How about this? How about this? They exhausted every avenue. The answer is, they knew it all along. It's a pasuk. Every carbon is compared to every other carbon. And just like Shlomim at least, Shlomim has to be Lishma, so do everything has to be Lishma. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.